Well, I want to say a word of welcome to all of you. Thank you for coming to listen to a little bit of God's work as it's going on in the heart of Africa, as the Rwandans like to say it. And I don't know exactly what they're going to share. What's your title of your program?
Making Right What Went Wrong.
Making Right What Went Wrong in Rwanda. Yes. There's a great deal of God's shalom and peace being brought through the ministries that have begun in Rwanda. And I just want to briefly introduce, can we press this?
It's already done.
It's already on. Okay. Our two speakers today, where's Maram? There, right in front of me, right in front of me, front row. We've got a lot of empty seats this morning, don't we? Charles Cabeza is the, I guess you would call it, president or director of Africa Transformation Network that is based in Rwanda. And he's been leading that for 4 or 5 years. And there's a great amount of growth that's taking place, great ministries that are taking place among the people who are very, very have been distressed in the past in many ways. You all, most of you know of the Rwandan genocide of 1994. So both of the brethren that are talking today, Charles Cabeza here and Murama Rugumanya, who is actually living in Fort Worth now. I'd love to talk a lot about them, but I'd rather them talk for themselves and tell you what God is doing through them. So let us begin with prayer this morning. I'd like to just ask David Morris, if you don't mind, to just lead a prayer as these brothers get ready to share with us. Thank you.
Father, our world really is full of trouble. And we know that the only one that can bring peace is you. Please use us to be that source of peace. Help us to learn to listen and not take each other for granted, but really be the point of Christ's love to every single person we come in contact with. Thank you for these two as they present. Thank you for the healing that's going on in Rwanda. Mm-hmm. I just pray the healing continues. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, David. Who's first?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been disappointed because Murama didn't bring the computer accessories so we can connect to projector, but they are going to bring some expert so that we can use this one.
Are you going to sit on this or shall I move it?
Well, let me sit it.
Okay.
So, our class today is going to be very simple. I've been talking with my brother Murama, and we've been thinking something big and make very nice presentation, so many good things. But we have been reminding each other that we are African. Sometimes it can take long. You say, what if we just make it simple? I think most of you have been seeing so many great, great presentations. Those who were in this room this morning, we got amazing presentation. Figures, strategies, so many, many, many good things. But we chose to speak simple words with a simple action that can be touchable and that can be reproducible,
right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Everyone today, when we hear, type in your computer, put Google, type Rwanda, what is going to come first is bad word in human history. It's going to be genocide. That's very, very bad. I have some picture here. I was wanting to show. Do you know how tall he is? Too big, you.
She could have been public.
See, the American always you go with the computers with everything. No one has great computers that can. We never type that word in a computer, it is going to bring you a big list of horrible pictures. And one way or the other, we associate with those pictures. Maybe, do you figure out?
No.
Oh, I'm sad. And that lady left.
Well, did you ask her to send the...
Yeah, she said she's going to find the item. So all the time, this word, this country comes with something horrific, something bad. This is very strange. Where my son goes to school, my very handsome, very smart son, 3 years old, Caleb, is just next genocide memorial. That's not good picture. But we cannot deny it. That is our story. That is our story. We cannot deny it. That's the truth. Just the next memorial. Genocide memorial, something scary. It's where he goes to learn. It's where he goes to study. That is one. When I was coming to the state 2 years ago, my entry point was in Detroit, Michigan. And the immigration officer saw my passport, say, "Are you from Rwanda?" I say, "Yes." Is Rwanda still exist? Yes, it does, here and now. So, we are shocked. We are shocked by that history, by that path. But we cannot deny it. This is our story. That's the truth. Americans have a story. We have stories. And we have a story.
Is your presentation on your
yes, yes.
In the objective? If you can pull it out, I can get the transcript.
So this is our topic. What I was talking is it's a very tiny country, somewhere in the middle of Africa, very, very small. We call ourselves Heart of Africa, but recently I had a conversation with the people from Chad, and they also say that Chad is Africa, is the heart of Africa. Well, we knew that this is Rwanda is the heart of Africa, so Africa has two hearts, that's no problem. It's very small, very small. It has two hearts, but we might be the right one. Who knows? Or Chad's right one. I don't care. So that is where we are. It's very small, very, very small. Difficult to find. With a big, big, big story. With a big story. Well, we are well known with this word. Well known with this word. 4 days ago, I was in the fourth. We went to the bookstore, was going to buy a book, and that woman who was working there said, "Oh, I'm from Rwanda. What things there?" So everyone is scared. Everyone knows that we are close to that word. That is seems to be associated to our country. It's a story. It's our story. We cannot deny it. We cannot deny it. So many people try to deny it. There are so many people you have here in America. They try. They feel ashamed. Feel traumatized to be associated with this word. Some left. They are here in America. Some are in Europe, Asia, everywhere, because they deny to be associated with this word. Mm. However, that is our story. Well, that left some significant challenges, problems we had to deal with. I tried to skip many figures, whatever. When you need the figures, go to internet. You get something, but I'm not a researcher. We had a country of hopeless people. I think in human history, I think distrust. Everyone can deny me. Everyone can betray me. Everyone can kill me. Everyone can take advantage of me. Everyone might be enemy. Deep wounds. Well, my generation and the old generation, what will happen? We'll heal wounds, but it will keep scars. Just to be honest. Just to be honest, we have these calls.
That's right.
And we always try to know how to deal with those calls. Just to be honest, okay? To be honest, not to promise something, just calls. But Paul had the calls, right?
Right.
It's fine. It's okay. We'll make it.
Yes, that's right.
We will make it.
That's right,
man. Extreme poverty. One day, the whole country, the national treasure, was less than $12,000. Our president had to come to United States for the first time to speak in New York in the United Nations meeting, and he didn't have enough funds to pay for air ticket with his delegation. Poverty, extreme poverty. Broken community. Guys, I see many Africans here and those who live in Africa. Community back home is almost center of everything.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
When you don't have a community, you die. Community equals life. So we remain with the broken communities. Seems that we remain with nothing. However, there was an invisible God.
Yes.
Meaning somewhere. We can't know how, but it was there. God was there. Poverty. Many times when I'm here in America, I'm always surprised when I go to a restaurant with someone. Everyone is, you know, someone who always wants to pay for me. So we are known as poor people. Well, we are progressing. We're progressing.
That's right.
Then, church. Everyone least knows Jesus. Everyone. 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 Everyone knows Jesus. Everyone knows the story. Everyone knows the story. Everyone knows what happened. Everyone knows something about Christianity. Everyone. Most people have European, with what we call Christian names. That's why I'm called Charles. That's why my wife is Francine. Why everyone has some name. So we were all being baptized. Good things. We are a Christian country. However, Rwanda has been a place where what called Christianity has been shaken and tested and failed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was tested and failed. Mm. Most of memorials, well-known memorials, they are in churches. Mm-hmm. Church memorial? Some two words cannot be in the same sentence. Church and memorial, they should not be in the same sentence. But we have that experience. Well, Christianity always doesn't win. We have seen it defeated. So everyone is Christian. Everyone likes Christianity. Today, so many, they are still going. Is that bad? No, it's very good. It's very good. Briefly, Christianity has been a part of culture in Rwanda. Sunday, you have to go somewhere to worship God. You have to wear some clothes, some specific clothes, so you can go somewhere and you worship God. And someone leads church, and someone leads service, someone leads songs, so you can be a part of that. It become like a culture. Is that bad? I don't think so. That's fun. That's fun. So in briefly, I can call it that we have what called minimum of Christianity. Just a minimum. Minimum. Well, Rwanda is known as emerging economy, right? It's coming, it's growing. Middle class is growing. Many good things are happening. Clean city. Sometime we claim that we are clean city in Africa. I don't know, but we might be. It's a clean city. It's very beautiful. It's small, with a small house, but somehow clean. Been in some places in Africa. When I go home, I say, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's the truth. It's clean city. So,
it's true.
Well,
I've been there. I know
what you have been there.
Yes.
Can you say it?
Yes.
Why? One is clean city. Well, now this is the verse we always wrestle with. This is always what we try to know. It's a reality. When we read the Bible, sometime I wonder, Jesus, was he serious? Was he joking? Was this a parable? Was this what? What did he want to say? He told people to pray and say, hey, when you pray, pray this way, this way, this way, this way. Then remember, Kingdom of God comes here. Whatever happens in heaven, so that can happen here. I don't know if you wonder that, you have that question as well. This is very challenging. Sometimes I wonder, was he serious? Was he fearing them? What was he wanting to do? Well, he was very serious. Kingdom of God can be possible here. The escaping gospel in Rwanda is there, but it's not a really full message. We need something better. You know, there are some churches defending what happens. You know, you guys, those who were killed, they went to meet God. God wanted them very badly. So he made that as a path so they can go to meet him. That's godliness. Do we need a genocide so people can go faster to meet God? Mm-hmm. We don't need that. Mm-hmm. We need God here.
That's right. Yes.
We need God here. Okay, we need God here. So, this is the question. This is why we exist. We have been disappointed. We have been dissatisfied with so many churches. And then we say, well, is this possible? We are still trying and we are still doing our best to see how this can be possible. And to see if that is something we can consider that Jesus said, which is true. We are doing that. That's why we exist. Numbers, baptism. I don't want to say it because I know when I say it, I'll beat most of you, by the way. If it's a number of baptism or churches, well, I reserve it. I don't want to scare some of you because some will say, oh, we started 2 churches in 10 years. Well, I'm scared. I can scare you when I say how many churches have been started. So let's reserve, okay, for next time. We believe love can learn everything. If there is anyone that has been well defined, explained, is love. Jesus explained love. You can see love from beginning up to the end of the Bible. Paul gave so many definitions, levels, many things about love. We know and we believe in God, God's love. Whenever we drill a well for people to have water, we are not driven by numbers. We are driven by compassion. We are driven by love. We are not driven by numbers, pictures. No, we're not driven by money from America going to Africa. No, we are driven by love.
Amen.
We are driven by compassion. We want to see these children who are always missing their school because they are going to fetch water long, you know, in a long distance and bring dirty water to drink. We want to see them going to school, enjoying their life. Kingdom can come here today. It's possible. So everything learns by love. Doesn't learn by money. Doesn't learn by figures, pictures, reports. No, love. Love. We know this is a big mission. I know most of people know this verse passage very well. Much more than I do. Many schools, many campuses, many universities, many buildings have been built because of this verse going. Share good news. Well, do we do that? Yes, we do. We don't go to change people. We invite them. We invite them to this journey. We are still wrestling. We are still learning. We are still wanting to know more. How the kingdom of God can come here. It's not about how many COC, how many baptisms, how... We are more about how can we see kingdom working here? Fresh, blood, something tangible, not just something written, pictures, something tangible. This is who we are. This is who we are. We know kingdom of God can come today and everything learns by love, and we invite more people to do and to join us to see how kingdom of God can come today and exist. We touch, we taste it, we touch it. That's why we do what we do. And that is how we do things. We invite more people. We go to many places, we bring many people, we invite many people. We also become vulnerable to those people. We don't know much. We learn. We are still learning. We are still discovering. We don't even hide our failures. It's okay. God will handle.
Amen.
That will handle us. We don't have to be special. We don't have to be super perfect. We are not. We are learning. We are making a mistake, but we are improving.
Amen.
Because the kingdom of God is going to come today.
Very good.
Well, what do we do? We do agriculture because we care. People need food. We are in a poor country. Many people don't have food. Do we use as a strategy to manipulate people? We don't. We have a compassion. We know these people need food. And God has put something in the soil. Guys, can you join us to discover how to find more food so you can feed your children, you can feed your people, you can feed your community, you can bless others? Come, let's learn. There are so many techniques. Let's do this, let's do this. We invite them. We don't use it as manipulate people so that we can say, hey, do you know Jesus? No, the gospel flows like a river.
Yeah.
Because we have it. We use love. They are in the field, they are reading the Bible, they are trying to know what the Bible talks about land, about growing, about farming. It's not God in the field. Yes, everything is spiritual. Yes, they can grow. This place where you see these beautiful beans, it is known as a place where nothing can grow. Nothing can grow, okay? So nothing can grow here. So we are poor. We will die poor. This is how we are, and this is how we were born. So we will die. That was the mentality. And we say, are you sure? What if we try something? Let's try another thing. Let's try another thing. And now we have the best demonstration field in the whole community. People are always coming to see. Because we care. This land has been given as a gift. It's not, you know, we care. God cares. When you care, God cares. Here's the result. We do your wealth. Some people have what? Okay? Many happy to have clean water. Some of these had never experienced to have a clean water in their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In their whole life. So this is not about, this was the water they experienced to drink, to use, to wash, to cook. Can you go home and sleep? Be happy? Start taking pictures, sending it to the United States to raise funds? We couldn't sleep. We had the small, but we use it as it was. And we happened to provide a well. Everyone was happy. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We redeem families. Many street kids in Rwanda. So many street kids, so many street girls. We are trying to see how they can experience a different life. The same way. We always learn everything by love. It's not about numbers. No. Less than 5 years, we have been in reconciled. We have been reconciled over than 60 families. When you see these children who were on the street, helping their mothers today, praying, loving their siblings, reading the Word of God, we say, well, maybe some kingdom something's here. Mm-hmm. Something's here. So we are so thankful that God is allowing us to taste and to touch His kingdom. Skills. We teach skills. So many don't have skills. This girl was 22, is 22 years. She didn't have enough to go to high school, to public high school. So her parents decided she's going to stay home, help them to do farming things, which is considered very bad and like nothing. Like, it's like nothing. And she resisted, said, well, maybe I can try something different. Her dad will say, no, just stay here, work for me. Think that is common in Africa, right, guys? Right? Yeah. Stay here, you can do nothing. By the way, you failed. What you can do is nothing. You are nothing. She has been told that she's nothing for many years. And she pushed. So she came to our school, she told us her story, and we said, well, can you try something? Let's try with you. Let's try and see what will come out. Been praying, she came, she learned, and she finished with the top at her class. Mm. On a graduation day, she got a job. Because where she went to have internship, they liked her, how she worked hard, how she's very smart, how she knows how to do things, and she got a job at the same day. Mm. Does it happening here at the Pepperdine on graduation? Some doing their jobs? Well, I don't know. Her father came on that day, graduation day, said, I apologize and I repent because I've been depressing this girl since she was young. And I thought she can do nothing. But today, I've seen something. She's now providing. She's now contributing to her family. Mm. Isn't that kingdom, tangible kingdom?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, everything matters. See these beautiful things? Whenever we teach them, we don't hide them that everything is spiritual. They do things with excellence. Everything. They try their best because we have a creativity. God created us with the creativity. When you read Genesis, you see something amazing. Do you know what? We have named everything. The animals have been named by human beings, and God followed what we have called the animals. So we are creators. We should have a creativity. So they are working very hard to see how it can improve, so it can do something beautiful. And we have a marketing ikigari. Whenever we sell things, we have a different philosophy to do business. Our business is not about making money. It's about doing the right things so we can have people enjoying their life. Mm-hmm. Welders, carpenters, whatever, they are known as bad people, zaponic people, people with the low values. So we are trying to redeem that field, that industry, that it is possible to work for God and to do something that matters. So whenever they are drilling, whenever they are welding, they are doing it as if they are doing just a ministry. So it's not about the door-to-door, we like it, door-to-door. Welding, this is a ministry.
Yeah.
We network with others. Can we embrace that whole country? I don't know. That's too big country. Even if it's small to the map, but it's not small. It's big. So we are networking with others. Some people here, they are doing amazing work. They are starting churches. So many churches. Because we know that this kingdom to come is not just for ATN, it's for everyone. So I'm going to finish with the stories. So my brother can bring some good figures. Do you have figures? He has good figures. Wait, now here's a serious deal, okay? Be serious, I'm going to tell serious things. This boy, Sam and Nancy, will easily recognize him. We went to visit his community through the ministry called Extra Mile. Very hopeless, in a very remote area. By grace of God, we got the support. So we supported him to go to school, to university. He told us his story, like many did. His story was very touching, very powerful. Well, he went to school. We continued to bless him, continued to sing this song I'm singing to you. And he keeps hearing that song. Do you understand what I'm saying? Song, love, kingdom. Mm-hmm. And then he finished his development, community development things, and then he got a job. He's working with us. He's helping us to do some farming things, drilling wells. So he's quite a skillful guy. 3 weeks ago, he invited me to go to another place. He's starting training people. This guy's very powerful. It's very amazing. It's very, very smart. He took me there and he invited me to the next day so I can go and go help them and sing the same song. I went there, sang this song I'm singing to you, and when we finished, he showed me his guy, his mentoring, how to do right things in agriculture, how to bring people to know God, how to bring people to know God through agriculture, how to teach people to connect the kingdom to the soil. This is good stuff. And then I've seen this guy many times, because I'm a busy man, doing here and there, and try to do many things there. And that guy told me a story that this mentoree, this guy, his grandfather contributed to buy machetes that was used in a genocide. His grandfather is now the most wanted person, I think, in the Great Lakes region. United States, your country, powerful country, gave $5 million to anyone who's going to give information to find this man. Hey, see the kingdom coming to your eyes, your side. He's serving alongside this survivor who lost his parents, maybe some were killed by machetes. His grandfather, the other one, grandfather, both. They are all working together to see how kingdom can come. He took me to the village. They are training 20 families how to grow food, how to recognize a blessing, how to connect soil to God. And I say, are you serious? I say, yes. Yes. This guy is having house church. Seven families are meeting at his house. Mm-hmm. Well, can you deny something? That kingdom is coming to your side? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you are far away, but we in Rwanda, we say, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. We cannot deny that kingdom is coming to our side.
Amen.
This girl lost everyone in her family during a genocide. So this was in a team that's been hearing this song I'm singing to you for years. 3 months ago, she called me. She said, well, do you know what? We are going to have a ceremony. You said to swear, to do what? How do you say it? For the judge, they have to do what? What? To swear?
To be yes.
That one. Thank you. And she invited me as someone close to her, and
to celebrate with you. I went there, it was amazing, very, very fancy, intimidating building. I had never been before because of the high court in Rwanda. And when I was there, I see her, oh, I remember that house, the same house, never produced any role that was going to protect. And now she's going to provide amazing service. She's going to give a justice to those people who never gave her justice. And you say, this is a kingdom.
Amen.
This is a kingdom.
Amen.
She's serving. She's serving. I check on her all the time. She, wherever she goes, they always want to keep her because she's great. She's amazing. The message, the song, I say, hey, guy, Pauline, my girl, remember, you had no justice. Some people deny you justice. Now it is for you to do something. Give what you haven't been given. If you want to see kingdom coming, she's giving the best service in justice. That's a kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's a kingdom. My fellow Willie, friend of mine for a long, long, long time, has been given a job to be a procurement officer in a very strategic entity in the whole country. So many people with the bribes came to him, say, hey, do you mind if we can meet you somewhere? We talk? So what do you want to talk? I want to talk with you something. There is a tender. Can you bless me so I can make it? Can you give me some information? Weary has been saying, Gar, Saul, no. I'm here for something bigger than that. I'm here to build something. I'm here to build a kingdom. I want something tangible to happen. So this is what we are doing. And why we do it? We want to see God's kingdom coming today as it is in heaven. So thank you very much. My friend, continue with the numbers. I thought we were going to have a time to ask a question. But please.
Well, we don't have much time, but the Brother Charles shared almost everything. He's on the ground. I've been living here in the States for a while. We tried to coordinate, so he took the time. I'm very, very thankful. He gave the image of the country, how things are going. It's amazing where the country is. Is now from where the country was to where the country is now. I will just read you guys a small verse here in the book of Ezekiel. Then maybe I can say a word of. There is Ezekiel 37. He says, "The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He asked me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' 11 says, 'Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the people of, I replaced Israel by Rwanda. They say, our bones are dried up, our hope is gone, we are cut off.'" I will try to sum up my speech in just 2 minutes. What happened in Rwanda, we were people without a country for many, many years. For my first time to be in Rwanda, I was 18. It was in 1997. That's the first time I got to Rwanda. I was 18, just graduating from high school, and I got a scholarship to go to the National University of Rwanda. The same year, I think they made a mistake. They elected me to be the president of JBI. JBI is a... it's the biggest group in students, Groupe Biblique Université. It was a big university student of all born-again Christian. Our mission by that time was to make disciples. within the campus. It was the biggest university of Rwanda, and outside in the high schools in the country. That was a big mission. I was just 18. I don't know how they elected me to be the head of that movement, of that big Bible or group of students who are born again. By that time, it was difficult. I won't go through the story of the country as my brother did. He showed you what was happening and how we were hopeless. But what happened, the church has failed people. It was hard itself to go out to say someone that God loves you. The question was, where was God in all that happened in this country? Where was God? The church had failed people. So I saw that the Spirit of God has taken Ezekiel. The Spirit of God showed me what was happening and the thing all that was happening. And I said, we need to do something more than just sharing the gospel, than think that God loves you. One evening, we're in a meeting like this. Then I said, guys, I can see Hutu, I can see Tutsi, I can see French speaker, English speaker, because Rwanda was like a United Nation by that time. People were coming from everywhere who lived in different countries, Uganda, who grew up in Uganda, in Kenya, in Congo, in Burundi, everywhere, and those who survived the genocide in the country, those who perpetrated the genocide, it was tough. Then I said that, you know, I can, even the policy and the politics of Rwanda is to not say Hutu and Tutsis. Mm-hmm. We are all Rwandan. Mm-hmm. But it's just covering up. There's Hutu and there's Tutsis. Yeah. And we were at the National University of Rwanda in 1997. It was a big no-no to say that. It was a big no. It was still very, very, very sensitive by that time. But I couldn't hold on that because we're covering that. We're saying that we are brothers and sisters. Let's go reach out to those who are not saved. Even within ourselves, there was a group of Hutus, a group of Tutsis. The time I said that, everyone gets mad at me. They said, what's going on here? This thing. Did you hear what he says? I said, well, I know you will be many, many things, but go pray outside, and go pray this week. When we meet next week, you will tell me what the Spirit has told you. To make the whole story short, we met again. After we met again, I said, what did the Lord tell you about Hutu Tutsis, the Francophone, and the... What we did, we just cried that day. Mm. All of us started crying. There is not even one person who said, no, I didn't see you as a Tutsi from Congo, I didn't see you as a survivor, I didn't see you as someone. We all started crying and confessing. I was just faking. If I could have a way, I would have killed you. What happened would happen again. Mm. We were evangelical. We were, that thing would have happened. If any politician, if anything would be an occasion, a time, we would have done the same thing. And we all confessed. We all cried. We couldn't even talk. We just cried. We just cried. A movement was born that night.
Amen.
A movement was born. Until today, it's still going on.
Amen.
To different universities, to different high schools. We formed a band of Christian songs. We were singing. You know, African, we love song and dancing. We started a movement of... We didn't just go to schools and start talking about how Jesus loves you. We started talking, what do you see me? I'm a Tutsi. I grew up in the Congo. So how is that a problem to you? You are a Hutu. So how is that a problem to you? You can still be a Hutu and I'm a Tutsi. But we can live together in this country. For me, for your kids, and for the generation to come. This never again that we heard will never again for us. The cycle of killing that started back in 1950s, 73, 80 something, the genocide in 94, this will never happen to us and to our kids and our grandkids. We are capable to stop this.
Mm.
What if we change the conversation that we have in our kitchen tables. Yes. If we change that, if we change that, this can happen. And I believe today, what you saw those buildings, those pictures, that's Rwanda, that's not like somewhere in Dallas. Yes, that's Rwanda. When you go to Rwanda today, you will be surprised.
Oh, yes.
How beautiful is Kigali. I was there one time and they met these people from Kenya and Uganda who came to learn how they can improve healthcare the way the Rwanda is doing it. This is a 22 years old country.
Mm.
They have done a lot.
Sure.
Yeah. Other countries are coming to learn what happened and what people have been doing in Rwanda.
Mm.
So we believe by the grace of God, by being frank, by talking the truth, what happened in Rwanda, it's the history. Will never happen again. To our generation and generation to come. It's just going to be a history where other people will come and learn how we overcome what happened to us.
Mm, yes, amen.
I thank you for listening.
Thank you for
everything that you do to support and pray for that country of Rwanda and the mission that the Church of Christ and the people of God does everywhere in the world. Thank you.